This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials say the evacuation of the American embassy in Kabul has been completed and the U.S. flag lowered at the facility in Afghanistan's capital. U.S. President Joe Biden and other top U.S. officials have been stunned by the Taliban's nearly complete takeover of Afghanistan as the planned withdrawal of American forces urgently became a mission to ensure a safe evacuation from the country. The speed of the Afghan government's collapse and the ensuing chaos posed the most serious test of Biden as commander-in-chief, and he has become the subject of withering criticism from Republicans and others who say that he has failed in that mission. Dozens of nations from around the world are calling on all involved in events in Afghanistan to respect and facilitate the departure of foreign nationals and Afghans who wish to leave the country. More than 60 nations released a joint statement Sunday night, citing what they call the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan. The statement says that those in power and authority across the country bear responsibility and accountability for protection of human life and property and for the immediate restoration of security and civil order. The nation's statement also says that the roads, airports, and border crossings must remain open and that calm be maintained. The death toll from the magnitude 7.2 earthquake that battered Haiti is soaring as rescuers race to find survivors amid the rubble ahead of a potential deluge from an approaching storm. Authorities on Sunday raised a casualty toll to at least 1,300 dead and 5,700 injured, thousands more displaced from the destroyed or damaged homes. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Sunday called an early election for September 20th, saying he needed a new mandate to ensure voters approved of his Liberal government's plan to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. The 49-year-old Trudeau is betting that high vaccination rates against the virus and the post-pandemic economic rebound will help him prolong and strengthen his grip on power. Newly released data shows 71% of the country's eligible population is fully vaccinated. The Prime Minister spoke after visiting the Governor General, Mary Simon, the representative of head of state, Queen Elizabeth, who formally requested the dissolution of Parliament. The director of the National Institutes of Health in the United States is warning of tough days ahead amid surging COVID-19 infections. Dr. Francis Collins says the U.S. could decide in the next few weeks whether to offer coronavirus booster shots to more Americans this fall. Among the first to receive them could be healthcare workers, nursing home residents, and other older Americans. No U.S. decision has been made because cases so far still indicate that people remain highly protected. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Collins also pleaded anew for unvaccinated Americans to get their shots. At a COVID-19 vaccination site in the Ugandan capital of Kampala, tempers flared among those waiting for scarce AstraZeneca jabs, with some accusing others of trying to jump the queue. Nurses intervened, telling them the accused had been waiting since the previous day and averting violence in what has become a tense atmosphere as Ugandans jostle for vaccinations. In the aftermath of a brutal wave of infections driven by the Delta variant, many Ugandans seeking a first dose of vaccine are competing with hundreds of thousands who waited months for a second dose. But the country now has only 285,000 shots donated by Norway. The Delta surge has touched off a vaccination rush across Africa that the slow trickle of donated doses cannot keep up with, compounding the continent's vaccine disadvantage compared with the rest of the world. The National Hurricane Center said that Fred has regained tropical storm status in the Gulf of Mexico as parts of the Caribbean gear up for the impacts from Tropical Storm Grace. Forecasters said Sunday that Fred is forecast to move across the Gulf before reaching the coast Monday night or Tuesday morning. People from the state of Alabama to the central Florida panhandle are encouraged to monitor the system's progress. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.